bienvenue au Gondwana.
On va bronzer au soleil du Gondwana.
Hi, my man.
Hi, Zinat.
Last time you gave me an interview was in 2010. You were performing in a small theater in the north of Paris.
Yeah, a long time ago.
For your one-man show.
Yeah.
Since then, you haven't stopped performing on stage across Western Africa. You're a prolific sketch writer for both yourself and other African comedians. You run a weekly TV show on Canal Plus Afrique since 2016 called Le Parlement du Rire, the National Assembly of Comedy.
Yeah.
And you also organize a comedy festival in Côte d'Ivoire called Abidjan Capital du Rire.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's beside your daily 3-minute offerings on Radio France International with the very, very Democratic Republic of Gondwana, a satire on African current affairs.
Yeah.
And now you are on billboards all over France for your first movie, Welcome to Gondwana, opening on the 12th of April.
Yeah.
You are unstoppable. Do you have time to get your head around what's happening?
Yeah, I always listening to news in Africa, all over the world. And for an African artist today, you can't go on stage and pretend that everything is all right. So you have many, many things to say. The things happening in Africa, the democracy, lack of education, health.
We have to remind listeners that you are from Niger.
Niger Republic, not Nigeria, but I speak Hausa. So for all the listeners listening to us in Kano, Sokoto, I say, Agesheku ina geda kukore degaske.
What did you say?
I say, salute in Hausa.
Welcome to Gondwana is a comedy.
Yeah.
I laughed a lot.
And thanks.
That's, and there's so many things in the film which reminds me of what we cover in the news.
Yeah.
And that's what you do. You make people laugh while addressing serious issues. And these are issues you take very seriously. Corruption, nepotism, racism, democracy, rule of law. You wrote the screenplay around an election, a rigged election, an international election observation mission, and very wise and astute local African activists. Tell us more about this movie.
This movie deals about reality. All these things happened in Africa, all over Africa, Gabon, Congo, Cameroon, Chad. So if you're listening to news in Africa about elections, you know that there's a president who doesn't want to leave power. So he rigged election in order to stay in power. And the international community is just here to say, okay, you're a democratic leader, so you're our friend. So let's do business together. So that's what killing Africa, African country today. This Arnak escroquery in English. This hold up.
Yes.
Yeah, this hold up. Democratic hold up. That's what Africa suffers today. So this movie deals about the situation in Africa.
And you're fighting for a world where the population is not scorned at, where
yeah.
they can enjoy basic necessities like food, clean
yeah.
water,
yeah.
electricity, health. All day long.
Yeah.
Health.
Health. Everything. Education. Nothing. Not even water to drink. So Africa is in bad situation today. And we know where it comes from. It comes from our leaders. They don't care about people. They just care about themselves, their bank accounts, their families. That's why so many Africans live in Africa and drowning in Mediterranean Sea or dying of thirst in the Sahara Desert. People are leaving Syria because of war. They live in Afghanistan, Iraq because of war, because of ISIS. But why all these people live in Africa, live in peaceful countries like Ivory Coast, like Niger, like Cameroon? Because our leaders, they don't care about their own people.
The film also shows different aspects of racism.
Yeah.
One of them being the prejudice black Africans demonstrate towards other black Africans. Let's listen to this extract from the movie.
Bienvenue en République très très démocratique du Gondwana.
Je voudrais rejoindre mes collègues, je fais partie de la mission des observateurs.
Tu es congolais, non?
Je suis citoyen helvète. Tu as volé ce passeport là-haut?
So the policemen do not believe the election observer when he tells them he's a Swiss citizen. And they ask him, did he steal this passport? This type of prejudice, Maman, is not something we usually talk about.
But if you live in Africa, you know it exists. It's not racism. It's just prejudice between poor people. It's a colonial legacy. So you cannot be an international observer if you are a black man coming in a black country to observe elections. That's what I'm trying to depict.
The white man is the boss.
The white man is the boss, and the African is the, how do you say it? Yeah, that's le balayeur.
The worker.
Cleaner, the worker.
The cleaner.
The cleaner. So we see it every day in Africa. If you go in African capital, big city, and you pretend to enter a hotel.
Usually where you have lots of white people.
Lots of white people. So if you're not dressed in suit, if you're a black man, I mean, if you're not dressed in suit, carrying a suitcase, you can't go in. But if you're a white man, even if you're wearing shorts or I don't know.
Jeans, Bermudas.
Yeah, as long as you're a white man, you can go in. And as an African, we understand that.
All these issues we just talked about, you raise every day since 2009 on RFI with the very, very Democratic Republic of Gondwana and its président fondateur, the founding father. Tell me, Maman, when he meets his brothers on the other side of the continent, you know, the Musevenis, the Bashirs, the Mugabes of Africa, does he speak English to them?
No, he speaks the language of all these dictators. And he say, petit. That's mean, how do you say petit in English? A little child. My name is founding president. So just shut up and let me rule. Let me rule forever. All these people like Mugabe, Museveni, and in the past.
They were freedom fighters.
Yeah, and they turned dictators.
You spent a year and a half writing the script of the movie, 8 weeks directing your first movie with a 3.5 million euros budget, mostly in Côte d'Ivoire.
Yeah, 7 weeks shooting in Côte d'Ivoire, 1 week in France.
Was it a bumpy ride?
No. It was a very, very joyful ride, very calm. All the Ivorian populations were with us in this movie. I didn't have any problem during this shooting.
Tiken Jafoli and Awadi perform in the movie.
Yeah.
Ray Lema is the film composer. You got superstars for your first movie. Then again, you yourself are a superstar.
the Tiken Ja, Awadi, Ray Lema are superstars. They're a friend of mine.
Was it easy to get them on board?
Yeah, it was easy. Many years ago, I was talking to them about this movie. I had this on my mind. And I say, I want you in my movie. They say, let's do it. So when time comes, they say, just, okay, let's go.
Monsieur le Président, sans incident, quitte le pouvoir. Quitte le pouvoir, quitte le pouvoir, je te dis quitte le pouvoir.
And Tiken Ja is a freedom fighter in his songs. He's a reggae man. Ray Lema performed during Mobutu era in Zaire. Awadi from Senegal, he fought against Abdoulaye Wade. So we have the same struggle. We have the same aim. We love Africa and we want to see Africa free.
You live between France and Côte d'Ivoire. You lead a very VIP life with so much to do.
No.
And as if that's not enough, you're planning something with Jamel Debbouze, the French comedian of Moroccan origin.
Yeah.
What is it?
Jamel Debbouze created a festival in Morocco called the Marrakech Jury 8 years ago. Now he wants to make a African show with African artists living in Africa. So he came to me and said, I want you to do this because I have my festival in Abidjan, capital du Rire. So in June 29th, after Ramadan.
On the 29th of June this year.
This year, 2017. It's called the Gala Africa with African artists living in Africa. And I will be the MC, plus some guests like Maître Gims, like Jamel Debbouze, like Omar Sy. And we're planning to make a big, big, big show.
And where will that be?
In Marrakech. It would not be very expensive. So you can come. Wherever you live, all the listeners.
President Maman.
No, not president. I'm just a citizen.
Citizen Maman.
Yeah.
You've conquered Francophone Africa. When are you going to take over Anglophone Africa?
I'm planning to go to Lagos and perform my show there. But I have to practice my English.
Which show?
A new show, The Borders of African Countries. Since the Berlin Conference, this is history, African history.
A one-man show.
Like a one-man show.
So you have to practice your English.
I have to practice my English. I have to speak again, read again, listen to RFI again.
RFI English, you mean?
RFI English, yes.
And when are you planning to go to Lagos?
December 2017, this year.
And what about the movie? Will Bienvenue au Gondwana, Welcome to Gondwana, be shown in non-Francophone countries?
I want to show it in English-speaking countries because we made the international version.
So it will be in French with English subtitles?
No, I want to dub it, but with the African comedian. But it takes time and it takes money.
And when do you expect that to happen?
I don't know, during this summer, maybe?
This year?
Yeah, this year.
Thank you, Maman.
Thank you very much, Zinat, and salam alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
C'est la République très, très démocratique du Gondwana.